poll, Whitmer crashing in Michigan, majority of independents turn against her. By Jacob Bliss on September 20, 2021. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D job approval is crashing in her state, as she has lost the support of the majority of independent voters. Less than half, 48%, of registered voters in Michigan approve of the governor, according to the poll from Glenn Gariff Group. The poll also found that 46% of registered voters disapprove of her. The poll from the Glenn Gariff Group was commissioned by the Detroit Regional Chamber, which endorsed the governor over Bill Skoot, a Republican who ran for governor in 2018. A significant part of the governor's decline in numbers is from independent voters. The poll found the majority, 51%, disapproves of the governor. Only 39% approved of Whitmer. There is a significant shift from Whitmer's poll numbers a year ago. In September of last year, 59% of the registered voters approved of the governor's performance, and only 38% disapproved. This past May, her disapproval numbers grew in another poll, as only 50% approved of the governor and 44% disapproved. A pollster with the Lansing-based Glenn Gariff Group, Richard Zuba, told the Detroit News, "Michigan elections are decided by independent voters, and how she does with these independent voters moving forward will really dictate her future moving into the midterm elections." Additionally, the poll found that 86% of the registered voters were worried about inflation, and 58% said the economy is on the wrong track. The Glenn Gariff Group poll was commissioned by the Detroit Regional Chamber and conducted between August 31 and September 3. The poll surveyed 600 registered voters. There is a 4% margin of error in the poll. Responding to Whitmer's lousy poll numbers, the executive director for Michigan Rising Action, Eric Ventimiglia, said, "Hardworking Michiganders have had enough of Governor Whitmer's failed policy agenda and her never-ending string of controversies." While Whitmer has focused her time and energy on ingratiating herself with the Biden administration and playing to a national liberal audience, she's left behind seniors, small business owners, and taxpayers across the state, Ventimiglia added. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.